ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 6. Nihongo Dojo. The plot thickens.
何?
The plot thickens. その話がもっと面白くなるでしょ? Like the story gets more interesting.
なるほどね。
I guess we'll have to check that translation. Now, in the previous lesson, Miyu's father, Raizo Tendo, and his work-related friend, Chōun Yamakawa, were talking about introducing Mr. Yamakawa's son to Miyu, who is Mr. Tendo's daughter.
So, that's right. Mr. Yamakawa said, うちの2番目の息子はどうですか? うちの2番目の息子はどうですか?
How about my second son?
So, in today's lesson, they are talking about Mr. Yamakawa's son. Yamakawa さんの息子さんですね。
The politeness level is?
Polite.
Now, this lesson focuses on verb conjugation. It'll be referencing heavily Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond lessons 19, 20, and 21.And the function of 好き like, 嫌い hate from Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond lessons 10 and 12. Not a prerequisite for this particular lesson, but if you heard them, it would really help.
はい、そうですね。
Okay, here we go.
先生の息子さん、あの有名なプロゴルファーの山川ひょんさん。
いや、あれは一番目の息子です。次男は…サラリーマンです。社長はゴルフが好きですか?
ええ。ゴルフコースを歩くのが大好きです。毎週末ゴルフをしますが、ゴルフは難しいですよ。私はパターが苦手ですね。
ほう。うちの2番目の息子はゴルフを教えるのが上手ですよ。プレーするのは下手ですが。そうだ、天童さん。来週の土曜日、一緒にゴルフをしましょう。うちの次男も呼びますよ。
来週の土曜日は28日ですか。いいですね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
先生の息子さん、あの有名なプロゴルファーの山川氷さん?
いや、あれは一番目の息子です。次男はサラリーマンです。社長はゴルフが好きですか?
ええ、歩くのが大好きです。毎週末ゴルフをしますが、ゴルフは難しいですよ。私はパターが苦手ですね。
ほう。うちの2番目の息子はゴルフを教えるのが上手ですよ。プレーするのは下手ですが、そうだ、天童さん。来週の土曜日、一緒にゴルフをしましょう。うちの次男も呼びますよ。
来週の土曜日は28日ですか。いいですね。
今度は英語が入ります。
先生の息子さん、あの有名なプロゴルファーの山川ひょんさん。
Your son? The famous pro golfer? Yamakawa Hyo?
Yeah, あれは一番目の息子です。
No, that's my firstborn son.
次男はサラリーマンです。社長はゴルフが好きですか?
My secondborn son is a businessman. Do you like golf?
ええ、ゴルフコースを歩くのが大好きです。
Yes, I like walking around golf courses.
毎週末ゴルフをしますが、ゴルフは難しいですよ。私はパターが苦手ですね。
Every weekend I play golf, but golf is difficult. I'm not good at putting.
ほう。うちの2番目の息子はゴルフを教えるのが上手ですよ。プレーするのは下手ですが。
Oh, my second born son is really good at teaching golf. He plays really badly, but...
そうだ、天童さん。来週の土曜日、一緒にゴルフをしましょう。うちの次男も呼びますよ。
I have an idea. Next Saturday, let's play golf together. I'll call my second born son.
来週の土曜日は28日ですか。いいですね。
Saturday next week is the 28th. Okay.
Peter-san, how do you translate salaryman?
That's a great question. It took me a really long time to understand this concept, but it's basically a worker who receives a salary. And that definition is kind of vague because everybody receives a salary.
そうだよね。Even the president of a company receives salary.
So it's kind of like company employee.
なるほどね。
Person who goes to the company in a suit and gets his salary.
OL っていうのもありますよね。For the female version of salaryman.
Office worker?
Office lady.
That's where, yeah, it comes from. It's pretty amazing. And it's funny, we had an intern here last year and he worked a bit on English Pod 101. And they were doing a course called Japanglish.
Ah.
And he had the best...explanation of this. OL, because in American English, OL is an offensive lineman.
American football? No?
That's right. American football offensive lineman. So about, think 300 pounds, 6'3". So a lot of times when a Japanese woman says her occupation is OL.
仕事は OL です。
So yeah, I'm an offensive lineman.
I don't think so.
Yeah.So, office work is a pretty good translation there. So, it looks like the four of them will be golfing next week.
そうですね。来週の土曜日に、ミユのお父さんと山川先生、それから山川先生の息子さんがゴルフを一緒にします。
So, Mr. Tendo, Mr. Yamakawa, and Mr. Yamakawa's son are going to play golf next Saturday.
そうですね。
You know what? I'm rooting for the second oldest.
なんで? Why?
I
like Haruya.
I don't really like Haruya.
なんで? Why not?
なんとなく. That's like the best expression. I don't know why. なんとなく. I can't explain it. I don't know why, but I just don't.
そうですか?
See, there's no response to that.
そうね.
Why don't she? Why not? なんとなく. Okay. And then Naomi, sensei just gives up. Most Japanese people just give up too. なんとなく.
そうね。Small kids use that expression a lot. なんとなく。
Okay, let's move on to the vocab. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
プロゴルファー。
Professional golfer.
プロゴルファー。プロゴルファー。
Next.
ゴルフ。
Golf.
ゴルフ。ゴルフ。
Next.
ゴルフコース。
Golf course.
ゴルフ。コース、ゴルフコース。
Next.
歩く。
To walk.
歩く。歩く。
Next.
毎週。
Every week.
毎週。毎週。
Next.
週末。
Weekend.
週末。週末。
Next.
パター。
Putter.
パター。あ、パター。
Next.
苦手。
Poor at.
苦手。苦手。
Next.
教える。
To teach.
教える。教える。
Next.
プレイする。
To play.
プレイする。プレイする。
Next.
呼ぶ。
To invite.
呼ぶ、呼ぶ。
Okay, let's take a look at some useful phrases and vocabulary from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
毎週末。
Every weekend.
毎 means every ですよね。So there are little words which has 毎 in front of the word.
You kind of think of it as a suffix to attach onto things that make it every.
そう。例えば、毎日。
Every day.
毎朝。
Every morning.
毎週
Every week?
毎月。
Every month.
Some people might say 毎月。ピーターさんは毎日ジャパニーズポット101.com を聞きますか？
はい、聞きます。
本当？毎日？
Do you listen to JapanesePod101.com every day? Yes, every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm afraid to ask you the question. I think I already know the answer. Okay, on we go.
Let's move on to the grammar.
Okay, what do we have first?
Noun plus が苦手.
So, not used to or kind of can't get used to.
そうね。例えば、まあ、犬が苦手です。
Yeah, I'm not really used to dogs. Or I can't get used to dogs. So, you don't really like them. But it's kind of a polite way of saying you don't like them.
そうね。Don't like, which is 嫌い, is way too strong, way too direct. So, Japanese people tend to use 苦手 instead of 嫌い.
Now, you have to be careful with 苦手 because there are several ways in which you could use it. We'll get into that a bit further. But for now, when it's が苦手, it's usually simply translated, don't like.
そうですね。
But think of, you know, how you would say that in English politely. Yeah, I can't get used to dogs, or I'm not used to dogs.
Dog is not my favorite animal in the world.
Exactly. And that's the nuance of 苦手. Cut to the chase, don't like. But kind of dress it up and not so direct. Okay? So next we're going to look at nominalizers.
はあ、大変。
So a nominalizer is just something that's attached to a verb or a phrase that makes it into a noun. And Japanese use it quite a bit. So we have two mission critical nominalizers that are
の
and
こと.
So a very common pattern is verb plus
の
and verb plus
こと.
For this lesson, we're just going to focus on the dictionary form. So dictionary form of a verb plus no, dictionary form of a verb plus koto. Okay, what verb would you like to take, Naomi-sensei?
Suru.
To do. And let's look at our first example.
Golfu o suru.
Play golf.
Golfu o suru no.
To play golf. Or playing golf.
Hanasu.
Speak.
Hanasu koto.
To speak. Speaking. So, when you attach no or koto, it nominalizes the verb. What does this mean, Naomi-sensei?
But like, for example, you can't say, I like eat-o, right?
Yeah.
I like to eat something.
Exactly. So, let's have an example using a verb plus a nominalizer in a sentence, and I think it'll become clear.
私は走るのが好きです。
I like running. I like to run. Let's go on and take a close look. First we have
私
I
は
topic marking particle
走る
run
の
nominalizer. So we take 走る plus no and we get to run or running
が
subject marker
好き
like
です.
And this is for politeness. So we have I running to run like. I like to run. I like running. So without that no,the phrase just doesn't work. 私は走るが好き。
変ね。
It's not grammatically correct.
I like run. みたいな感じですね。
Yeah. So you need that no in there. So for no and koto, we kind of translated them the same way. Some people translate them a bit different, but they're nominalizers.
そうですね。There's further explanation in the PDF.
Basically, no is used to express something subjective, where koto is used to express something more...general or more objective.
Oh, なるほどね。Yeah.
Today's lesson focused on no. Just in my experience, though, I kind of found like when you're talking about things you like, something no ga suki is quite a common pattern. Verb plus no ga suki.
Peter さんは何をするのが好きですか？
寝るのが好きです。I like to sleep.
なんか sounds like Japanese people.
Because everybody's working so hard.
皆さんは何をするのが好きですか?
So what do you like to do? So if you could leave us a comment using this pattern in the comments, we'll give you some feedback. Thank you again. That's going to do for today. Don't forget to stop by, pick up the PDF. There's a very, very detailed write-up in the PDF. Plus, premium members, don't forget, you can download Just the Conversation, also the review track, and the video vocabulary so that you can have everything on your iPod or your computer. Study wherever you like. That's going to do it for today.
先生の息子さん、あの有名なプロゴルファーの山川ひょんさん。
いや、あれは一番目の息子です。次男はサラリーマンです。社長はゴルフが好きですか？
ええ、ゴルフコースを歩くのが大好きです。毎週末ゴルフをしますが、ゴルフは難しいですよ。私はパターが苦手ですね。
ほう。うちの2番目の息子はゴルフを教えるのが上手ですよ。プレーするのは下手ですが。そうだ、天童さん。来週の土曜日、一緒にゴルフをしましょう。うちの次男も呼びますよ。
来週の土曜日は28日ですか。いいですね。